Told you you didn't have too long. We're going straight to the answer now. Daigo Fujiwara writes about Japanese sports and blogs about baseball at JapaneseBallPlayers.com.
Hi, Lisa.
Nice to talk to you. First, give us the answer.
Yep, the city name is Kobe, and the team is Kobe Nine Crews.
Kobe Nine Crews. She will become the first woman ever to play professional baseball in Japan after she was selected on Monday. Tell us what you know about her.
Well, before she was drafted, she had a tryout where she was an in-game style tryout and pitched a perfect inning. Well, she walked one person but allowed no hit, no run. And she's a 16-year-old junior in high school still, and she's only 5'1". The interesting thing is she was wearing the high school uniform when she did press conference with the Japanese media, so that was kind of interesting, I thought. From what I hear, I mean, she plays like other boys.
Yeah.
And, like, she's a sidearm thrown knuckleballer.
Sidearm thrown knuckleballer?
Yeah.
Oh, like, kind of like, well, at least the knuckleball part, like Tim Wakefield.
Yes. In fact, she says that she learned the knuckleball watching video of Tim Wakefield. Her father did. Because she was playing baseball alongside boys since second grade. She was, like, an infielder, first baseman, and she decided that if she wants to compete in this sport of a boy, she needed to do something different, and they figured out the knuckleball is the way, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the knuckleball dances around.
But what are the prospects for somebody like this?
Well, we'll see how well she really does. I mean, this is a newly created independent league. It's not the major league in a way in Japan that Ichiro Suzuki and all those Daisuke Matsuzaka and such players played. This is different. It's an independent league. So we'll see. I mean, there is a chance that she can end up in Japanese professional league.
All right. So she seems to be cutting new ground. There's another story we wanted to ask you about. This is another Japanese pitcher who's attracting a lot of attention, not only in Japan, but certainly here among major league scouts.
That's right. His name is Junichi Tazawa. He's a 22-year-old right-handed pitcher from Yokohama. He right now plays for the Nippon Oil team, and he led the team to the championship this year, and he throws about 93 miles per hour fastball and was going to be drafted in probably in the first round, but he asked Japanese teams not to draft him, and he got his wish and he didn't get drafted. So he's, this is a sort of top talent who's only 22 years old that's coming over to U.S.
Who is it who's recruiting him specifically here?
The Braves, Mariners, Red Sox, Tigers, Cubs, Phillies, and Indians. So a lot of teams are interested.
A lot of teams, many of whom already have very good Japanese players or have in the past.
Right.
So they've paved the way for him. So what are they saying in Japan about this?
Some say it's good that Japanese players get to play and to show the world how good Japanese players are. Another way of looking at it, they are losing their, top talent. In a way, Japanese professional baseball is becoming their minor league team. You know, high school kids who watches Daisuke Matsuzaka pitching in a, major league and say, I want to go to major league, then, if every kid started saying that, I think that would be unfortunate for a Japanese professional league.
Well, we'll be interested in seeing what happens with this story, but there's one more story we want to cover with you, an important one out of Seattle.
Yes. So Seattle Mariners just named the first Asian American Major League manager. His name is Don Wakamatsu, and he was actually the third Japanese American to make the Major League in the history of whole Japanese Americans in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, this is great news.
Daigo Fujiwara, who blogs about baseball at JapaneseBallPlayers.com. Very nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.